Okay, and then from there, after going over all of the debits, then it'll show the total reduction to the seller, and then we'll go over what they're to expect once we're able to fund.
And then we go to the bottom line?
Yep. The bottom line will show the cash to the seller or from the seller.
We hope it's two.
Yes.
But I will tell you, folks, back in the 80s, a lot of times, and this is when it wasn't fun, it was from the seller. And that was not fun. I mean, the seller lost money on his house and had to bring money to closing. But nowadays, it's usually a good check to the seller.
Actually, I've had a couple, in that situation.
Well, if they bought it like a year ago, and especially Dollar Down VA, and then sold it a year later.
True.
Probably lost money.
True.
But not now. Usually not now. It's usually really, really good.
True.
And so if they close, typically when do they get paid?
We try to have it done by the end of the day. So a lot of the closings usually try to take place early in the morning. We have a lot of agents that like to schedule those early in the morning so that we have the day to get everything turned in to the lender.
But if they close at 3 in the afternoon, probably they couldn't get it to the next day.
That is correct.
Because the paperwork has to go back to the bank and be checked and all that. And
yep, that is correct.
What about if it's a internet loan? Does it take a little bit longer to get or not?
No, because funds are typically wired for closing as far as funding from the lender, but funding authorization is what we have to wait on. So I still have to go back and send in the whole buyer's package to the lender to review before they authorize me a number.
Okay, so Mr. Seller, if you come in and go, I want my money now, you don't have the authority to cut that check until the person, the bank, the lender, the mortgage company, whoever it is, says you now have the authority.
That is correct.
And you can't do it till they say that, right?
That is correct.
So it doesn't do them any good to say now, until they say you have a green light.
That is right, unless it's a cash deal. That's why we all like those cash deals.
Cash makes it easier. Surveys, a little bit on surveys too in here. I know that sometimes you can use those surveys, sometimes you can't.
That is correct.
And if you can, and one thing I know that we, and I admit it, I do it sometimes too, is you have to have a form is signed off on with a notary.
The T-47.
I call it the T-Rex.
It's a T-47.
Which is not a T-Rex, but it's a T-47. But it's supposed to be, we won't get the survey. The problem, sometimes we don't have a notary, so we don't do it correctly sometimes. But you have to have that with that too, to use it, correct?
Correct, and we'll have it at closing as well. You know, it's part of our requirement to be able to
get that done. We have
that
in there and all the stuff. So we have this one. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the CD. Which is a little bit more intense, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome, Will, I got to get you in here, buddy. Relief. Will Barnes coming in.
Hey, welcome back, guys. We're going to go over the closing disclosure, which Scott was saying is a little bit different from what we had. Just went over with the settlement statement. So Yvette gets to do the honors of walking us through this and explain why is it different. What's so different about a closing disclosure?
Well, your closing disclosure is usually already going to be has to be presented to the buyer at least 3 days before closing from their lender. So that is one thing that is a little different versus the settlement statement because we didn't have a deadline to get those out. We're the lender. It's a little bit more in detail as well. So fees and... those are going to be all in different places than what we are accustomed to on the settlement statement.
Right. So does this make it easier for y'all since the lender has to take care of everything? Is this easier for you or a little more difficult?
It's actually going to be a little more difficult for us only because we have got to go, we've, as the title company, have got to get our fees over to the lender before their 3-day deadline. To get their fees to the buyer. So when you're towards the end of the month and have 5-6 closings that day, doing the closings, turnaround and funding, and still having to get out what we call a prelim CD, yes, it makes it a little difficult for us.
Right. Are all of them exactly the same from the lenders, or they differ? Any lenders differ, or is it all pretty similar for you?
It depend on the loan, but they would all be about the same for us as far as title fees.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So do you mind going over a little bit, telling us what the closing disclosure has? I know, again, we're not on the TV, but we can talk here on the radio. They can't see the papers, but how many pages is this one?
Your closing disclosure is going to be 5 pages versus the settlement statement is only 2.
Okay.
Your closing disclosure, again, you're going to start from the back going forward with numbers. I don't know. Do you want to go over the
sure?
Buyer,
yeah. What are
seller?
Some? Again, we're going to pretend we're talking to first time home buyers that have never done this before. I know the lender has sent it to them, and now they're here with you going over everything. What are the buyer's fees typically? What does it look like on the closing disclosure for you?
So going over the buyer's fees on the closing disclosure are going to consist of their loan costs. So that's going to be the first section that we would go over. So all of those fees will consist of any of lender-related fees. Then going into the title-related fees.
On the lender fees, what are some of the lender fees? Is there origination or what?
Origination fees, appraisal fees, loan discount fees.
Okay. So this is where they get to pay all their money. This is what helps them get the house. And that origination fee varies by lender. No, you're not the lender, but all of them can vary, right?
Yes, that is correct. And based on the loan amount as well, those origination fees.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Mm-hmm. So title company fees, I know we talked about y'all had some for the sellers. Are they different for the buyers?
Escrow fee stays the same on both sides. It's the $225 for each side. They're all about the same as far as title fees. The seller is going to have a little bit more because they are paying for the title policy.
Gotcha.
So it'll be a little bit higher on their end.
Okay. What else would be on that page?
Recording fees for the legal documents that get filed of record. So that would consist of their deed of trust, warranty deed, which conveys the property, any curatives.
Okay.
As well.
So I know Sky mentioned home inspection, termite. Would that be on this page or is that somewhere else?
That is
there,
still, or? Yeah, it'll still consist of that on this page, which would show under other costs to the buyer. So that would fall in as for home inspections, termite inspection, any inspections like that are being done.
Okay, perfect. Is that all on that page or where do we go from there?
Yep. That would be all of that on that page, and then moving back over to actually the third page, which would be the first page on the settlement statement to us. Moving to the third page, it would show the cost of the property. And then any of the fees that were on the second page would follow over. And then from there, it'd give the total due from the buyer. And then right under that section starts with their credits, any credits. So their loan amount, earnest money, option fees. If the seller's paying any of their closing costs, so that would also be on there. And the title policy fee.
Okay. So usually the buyer has to bring money to closing, correct? Or can it vary?